Happy National Puppy Day. So if you're watching this with a four-legged co-anchor, we fully support it. Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. Here's what we're tracking today. Local leadership connecting with the community, a major step forward in regional broadband, and a familiar face set to headline one of Mammoth's biggest celebrations. Plus, we've got your latest sports report and a look at conditions on the mountain. Today's show is brought to you by Peak YV, helping you feel your best, whether you're recovering, recharging, or just trying to keep up with everything happening in the Eastern Sierra. Let's get into it. California State Senator Marie Alvarado Gill is offering local residents an opportunity to connect with her office. Mobile office hours are being held at the Bishop Public Library on April 1st from 4 to 6 p.m., giving constituents a chance to meet with staff and receive assistance. Mobile office hours are designed to help residents with issues involving state agencies, provide information on legislation, and address questions or concerns related to state services. Community members are encouraged to attend and speak directly with representatives from the senator's office. A sign-up form is available in the description. A milestone in regional infrastructure was recently marked with a Middle Mile Broadband light-up event in the Eastern Sierra. The Bishop Paiute Tribe, in connection with the California Department of Technology, will be hosting the event, celebrating the activation of new broadband infrastructure designed to improve internet connectivity across rural areas. Scheduled for April 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., the event will celebrate the historical connection between the two organizations and give attendees the opportunity to explore different programs and gadgets and see members of the community using technology to make the world a better place. A free lunch will be provided while supplies last.
Feeling a little drained? Maybe that mammoth altitude hit harder than your morning espresso. Whether you're recovering from a big adventure or, let's be honest, a big night out, Peak IV Therapy in Mammoth Lakes has your back and your hydration levels. They offer IV drips, vitamin boosts, and treatment designed to help you bounce back faster than your group chat after a powder day. Plus, it's not just for recovery. Peak IV can help with energy, immunity, altitude sickness, or even that midweek, I'm running on fumes feeling. Think of it as your mammoth recharge station, because let's face it, the mountains don't wait for anyone. Peak IV therapy, feeling better faster. Book your drip, get your boost, and get back to doing what you came here for, living your peak life.
The Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce has named Olympic medalist Dina Castor as the Grand Marshal for Mammoth's 2026 4th of July Parade. Castor is widely recognized for her accomplishments in long-distance running, including earning an Olympic medal and setting multiple American records. This year's theme will be Make It Mammoth, Go the Extra Mile, tying into both the nation's 250th anniversary and Castor's achievements. Event organizers say her selection highlights both her athletic prowess and her connection to the Eastern Sierra community. As always, the parade will take place on July 4th. Consider this your reminder to save the date and maybe sign up to enter the parade yourself. This sports report is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue, serving up award-winning barbecue and supporting a locals first approach. Learn more at coppertopbbq.com. It was a competitive showing for Bishop Bronco Athletics this week, with both varsity softball and baseball facing off against Kern Valley. Starting on the softball field, the Bishop Broncos came away with a 13-8 win over Kern Valley. The Broncos put together a strong offensive performance, generating enough runs to secure the victory and come out on top in league play. On the baseball side, it was a much tighter contest. The Broncos fell just short in a 4-3 loss to Kern Valley. The game remained close throughout, with Bishop unable to overcome the narrow deficit. Despite the loss, the Broncos saw solid individual efforts at the plate and on the mound, contributing to a competitive matchup from start to finish. Both teams continue league play as the season gets underway in the High Desert League.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time, the time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor. And that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
It's shaping up to be a classic spring day on the slopes at Mammoth Mountain. The base depth is holding at 47 inches, with spring conditions across the mountain. Skiers and riders will find plenty of terrain to explore, with 166 trails, 22 lifts, and 8 terrain parks currently open. That means it's a great day to take advantage of freshly groomed runs, especially early. If you're heading out, World Cup is a solid choice to carve into some clean corduroy and make the most of those firmer conditions. And if you're looking to take a break, Mid-Mountain at McCoy Station offers a good spot to grab a bite and take in some of the best views on the hill. Overall, a great day to get out early, enjoy the groomers, and make the most of these spring conditions. Let's take a look at your Eastern Sierra weather, starting in Bishop and Mammoth Lakes. We're starting the week with calm and mostly stable conditions across the region. In Bishop today, expect mostly sunny skies with mild temperatures through the afternoon and light winds. Tomorrow stays dry with mostly sunny skies and slightly warmer daytime highs. And Wednesday, we're still looking at a dry pattern holding across the Eastern Sierra. Expect mostly clear skies and steady temperatures. Up in Mammoth Lakes today, we're seeing partly cloudy skies stick around, with cooler temperatures and some light breeze at times. Overall, a quiet day with no major weather impacts. Moving into tomorrow, conditions remain fairly consistent. Expect a mix of sun and clouds, with continued cool temperatures and occasional gusts. No significant precipitation expected, but you may notice a bit more wind at higher elevations. And Wednesday, partly cloudy conditions remain in place, with cool mornings and mild afternoons. Winds ease slightly compared to earlier in the week. Overall, a quiet and dry stretch of weather through midweek, typical for late March in the Eastern Sierra, where conditions can still vary quite a bit between the valley and higher elevations. And that's a look at what's happening across the Eastern Sierra. Before we go, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media so you never miss a local update. Also, it's National Puppy Day, so consider this your official excuse to give your dog an extra treat, or at least let them think they're in charge for the day. And while you're online, be sure to weigh in on our ESN Epic Eats poll. This time we're talking pizza, thin crust, deep dish, or somewhere in between. We want to hear from you. Thanks again to our sponsor, Peak IV. From all of us here at Eastern Sierra Now, thanks for watching and we'll see you next time.